Supreme Court cases in years, a strict Mississippi abortion law.
People from all over the country descend on the Supreme Court over the issue of abortion rights. Outside the Supreme Court, I'm John Aaron.
Gains on Wall Street, the Dow up 225 points.
1 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by the Exogen Temporal Scanner.
I'm Steve Kathan. Activists sound off outside the U.S. Supreme Court. Inside, justices heard arguments on a strict abortion law from the Deep South.
Mississippi Solicitor General Scott Stewart argued the court should uphold the law to protect the rights of fetuses and states and overturn longstanding abortion rights precedents. Justice Brett Kavanaugh.
You're arguing that the Constitution's silent and therefore neutral on the question of abortion. In other words, that the Constitution's neither pro-life nor pro-choice on the question of abortion, but leaves the issue for the people of the states or perhaps Congress to resolve in the democratic process. Is that accurate?
Right. We're saying it's left to the people, Your Honor.
Center for Reproductive Rights attorney Julie Rickelman.
Mississippi asks the court to dismantle this precedent and allow states to force women to remain pregnant and give birth against their will.
Steve Dorsey, CBS News, Washington.
A fourth student has died from injuries suffered in yesterday's school shooting in Oxford, Michigan. A 17-year-old boy. In a social media video today, Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
This is a time for Michiganders to come together for the Oxford community. We have to wrap our arms around this town that's going through unimaginable pain and heartbreak.
In Georgia, a chaotic and deadly scene.
Four people are dead, including a police officer and the shooter, after police responded to a domestic disturbance call in Clayton County, Georgia, south of Metro Atlanta. This woman lives in the area.
I heard like a round of gunshots. It made me nervous.
A child was shot in the face and is in critical condition. A second officer was shot. He's expected to be okay. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
U.S. health officials want airlines to hand over the names and addresses of people who were in eight southern African countries in the 14 days before their arrival in this country. And CBS's Max Bayer tells us.
The CDC is working on modifying testing requirements for all international travelers, including Americans, to shorten the time of pre-departure testing to 1 day before heading to the United States, regardless of vaccination status. The agency currently requires pre-flight testing no more than 3 days before the flight if you're fully vaccinated.
In a copy of a new book obtained by the Guardian newspaper, former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows claims former President Trump tested positive for COVID 3 days before his first debate with Joe Biden, went to a campaign rally despite the finding, then a second test was negative. Mr. Trump was hospitalized with the virus a week later. In a statement, Mr. Trump says the account is fake news. Wall Street, right now the Dow is up 215 points. This is CBS News.
If you're checking for fever, the leading sign of COVID-19, beware of dangerously inaccurate non-contact thermometers. Instead, learn about Exogen at Exogen.com.
103 on WTOP, Wednesday afternoon, the 1st of December. Sunny and 53 now in the nation's capital. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Lewis.
And I'm Deborah Feinstein with the top stories of the hour. More now on the Supreme Court arguments today in a case that could potentially dismantle the landmark Roe versus Wade abortion ruling. The dispute centers on a Mississippi law that bans nearly all abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. The High Court's three liberal justices questioned whether overturning that decision would make the court, now dominated by conservatives, appear political. Conservative justices focused on the rights of the fetus. Outside of the High Court, WTOP gathered with hundreds of protesters on both sides of the issue.
Dueling bullhorns as well as numerous signs in the air and chants have marked the day. Many of those here on the sidewalk in front of the court and on First Street have been here since early this morning. Christy Moore came from Florida.
I just prayed and I knew I had to make a way here and come here to see not only history be made, but just to truly support, my love of God and his babies.
Dr. Julie Rice is an emergency physician from Baltimore.
I'm out here fighting for my patients who I worry are going to have their access to abortion care, which is health care, taken away from them by the Supreme Court today.
Outside the Supreme Court, John Aaron, WTOP News.
A Northeast DC teenager is facing murder charges. Arrested at Eastern High School yesterday for a killing that investigators say happened in October along Virginia's Eastern Shore.
The 15-year-old was a fugitive from justice out of Accomack County, Virginia, where Lieutenant Joshua Marsh says the boy was involved in the killing of a 23-year-old man. On October 13th, Marsh says deputies responded to a car crash in Oneincock, Virginia, and found Nicholas Joseph inside a vehicle shot multiple times. Shortly after, a 17-year-old was arrested in connection with the killing, but the 15-year-old, investigators say, was involved and lived in Accomack County at the time, was still unaccounted for. Marsh says both teens are charged as juveniles with first and second degree murder and also face gun charges and what's believed to be a robbery gone bad. Megan Cloherty, WTOP News.
Virginia has launched something called the Marcus Alert System, an effort to improve the response to mental health emergencies. It's named after Marcus David Peters, who was killed by police in 2018 when he charged an officer during a mental health crisis. The system comprises various protocols, such as diverting 911 calls involving lesser threats to other call centers or suicide hotlines. Another involves police entering into agreements with mental health crisis teams. Prince William County will be among the first areas in Virginia to implement the system. All localities statewide will implement it in 2026.
106, getting a COVID test is now easier than it used to be. And another library system is giving those tests away.
Libraries are the most trusted local agency across the country.
And now the Prince George's County Library System is the latest to offer free COVID tests for anyone who wants one.
These are the high-quality Abbott Binax Now self-tests, so they are very accurate. You get a result within 15 minutes.
Library spokesman Nicholas Brown says the county's 17 libraries will provide a total of 1,700 kits per week.
This is an opportunity to get that peace of mind or information that you need additional medical care.
They only ask that if you're symptomatic, you have someone else pick up a test for you. Several libraries in Virginia, as well as Anne Arundel County, also provide free testing kits now. John Doman, WTOP News.
The National Park Service has started restoration work at the Jefferson Memorial. Two sloped pathways will be added. The elevator will be modernized. Pavement will be replaced in front of the memorial. And its fire and security systems will be updated. The two-year project will also improve the visitor experience, including a complete renovation and expansion of the lower-level exhibit area that was built back in 1994.
It's 107.
Hey, Washington, D.C., we all miss the cheers, the tears, and the touchdowns. The excitement of a last-second field goal to get the heart pumping. The football season's finally here, so now is the time to head to Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races to place your bets for Week 13. And placing your bets at the...